Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right.
You got the power.
You got the power.
You got the power.
I truly enjoyed that song. Praise the Lord, saints. I am your host and your pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and truly, I just realized, amen, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and what are we going to do? We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. But I know that God's got the power and that he can do anything. Let me tell you something here. You see, we have to not look at things with our material eyes, but with the spiritual eyes, because we can so easily get discouraged along the way when we pay attention to things as they appear to be in, let's say, in this world. But the world that we are in is a material world. So therefore, anything that is material, amen, cannot stand. It cannot maintain itself. It is unstable. So therefore, as we live in this world, in this material world, we will see a lot of unstableness. And if we allow for that type of spirit of unstableness to rule us, then our spirits will be like the spirit of the world. And as the Bible says, that an unstable mind or a double-minded mind is a mind that is not Christ-like. So as we realize, that's the song, our theme song of Let Your Light Shine, that God can do anything, not some things, but anything. He can. He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. Now, there's some might ask the question, then if he can do anything, then why does he allow for the violence such as it is to continue in the world? Why does he allow for innocent children, amen, to get caught up in violence as they are today? That doesn't mean that God cannot intervene. It doesn't mean that he cannot stop it, because he can if he chooses to. But there are things that we should not question God about, amen? For he knows, amen, everything that is to happen before it happens. But you see, when he created this world, he gave man dominion, amen? He rested from his works. Hallelujah. And so he told Adam, amen, to subdue the earth. He told both Adam and Eve, he said, subdue the earth. Multiply and subdue. To subdue something means to, amen, to control it. Amen. It means to rule it. And he given man that authority to rule. And so God does not go off his own will. He would not change on what he set in place. Amen. So it's up to us. Amen. See, if we, as 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if we, amen, was to repent, amen, and from our evil ways and pray, hallelujah, then God will hear from heaven and he will bless the land. I'm just paraphrasing it there for you to let you know that it is up to the believers, it's up to the church, hallelujah, to change the world, to change things, to keep things from happening. And I tell you this, although it is happening, it will be a lot worse. Amen. If the church wasn't still here on earth. And once the church, I'm not talking about the building. When I speak of the church, I'm speaking of the believers, the divine believers, those of us who are still in this world, on this earth, praying and doing whatever that we can, hallelujah, to keep things, amen, in order as much as we can. But once we are taken away from this earth, then, excuse my my language, but all hell is going to break loose because the church will not be here, amen, to stop the chaos. So we are buffering, or we are the ones that is keeping things in order such as they are, even though it appears to be out of order. It would be a lot worse if we weren't praying and if we wasn't continue to praise and worship the Lord. Amen. So I just wanted to bring that revelation to all of you. And I love all of you. You have been so faithful throughout the years with me. Amen. And I truly appreciate it. I do not take it for granted. And we're going to keep on striving together to do what God has called us to do. We cannot let nothing or anyone or anything, amen, hinder us from doing the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I hope that you're still on the mark or on the job when I ask, amen, that my prayer warriors to continue to pray, amen, with me and for me every day. If you can't get up at 6 in the morning, whatever time you get up, the first thing that I ask you to do when you set your, before you even set your feet, amen, on the floor from your bed, amen, first of all, you should thank the Lord, amen, for breath, amen, for the breath of life. And then after that, amen, pray for me, your leader and your spiritual, amen, shepherd. Pray for me. Hallelujah, that I will be able to continue to do the things that I have to do. All righty. Okay, now, amen, we're looking forward for, we had a wonderful service, amen, at our church located on 8 Mile Road, 8235 8 Mile Road, amen, and we'll be back again this Sunday. Hallelujah, to continue. We had some new people that came, and they said they're coming back, and I thank the Lord for that. It wasn't as much as it was as our grand opening because I realized that we was in the holiday weekend, and there was a lot of people that weren't there because of that. Amen. But we were there. Those of us who were there, amen, we still had a great time in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we'll be back there again. Amen. We are anticipating August the 30th at the St. Regis Hotel. Amen. As we celebrate, amen, our ministry. Hallelujah. Just want to let you know, amen, just some slight changes have been made so that we can financially be able to to continue in it. We're still going to have, amen, our conference. However, the meal will be on everyone who comes. They do have a restaurant right there in the facility. Amen. St. Regis, amen, is self-sufficient. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that. So we still got the hall, or the actually it's a banquet room. It's a beautiful banquet room. I trust that, pray with me that we have made an inquiry that perhaps we can start having our services in there as well in the near future as we grow from where we at. Amen. And I understand that they are working on that. So I tell you, the Lord is working it out, isn't he? I trust in the Lord. And when he told me, he said, call my sheep, gather my sheep. Amen. And I'm going to be obedient with that. Whatever how he chooses to be done. Amen. Also for my music, amen, God is Music Publishing Company is my publishing company. Amen. I'm also an international gospel recording artist. Hallelujah, and I thank the Lord for that. And I would like for you all to amen, to help me with that. You can purchase my albums, my songs on iTunes, which is easier to do, Amazon as well, and Rhapsody. This is what we call the internet record stores, amen, online record stores, put it that way, where you can order my singles and albums online. So it's there waiting for you. All you have to do is just go on iTunes, and you'll be able to see it there. You pull up my name, just put in my name, and then my music would appear, and it would show you exactly what to do. All right? Okay, so we thank the Lord. Amen. There's so much that the Lord has blessed me to do, and I do it unto his glory. Well, we're going to say hello to our, amen, faithful members on this evening. Amen. And the first number that we have, if you have your trivial, just quickly just give us your explanation of what you have found in your research. And the trivial was, how did the Bible come into existence? Amen. So first of all, I'm going to say hello, amen, to, I call her Queen, and that's Queen Rosalind. God bless you this evening, Queen.
God bless you, Bishop. You know I didn't get it. I didn't have my internet on my phone. But God bless you,
yes,
everybody is on the line. You know, but what came to my mind was John 1 and what is it, 14? That
mm-hmm.
was my mind. It may not be right, but that's what came to my mind.
Mm-hmm. And what does it say?
It says, you know, I don't have my Bible, but that what came to my mind. You know, he was talking about in the beginning, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't have my Bible and I couldn't go online because my internet was shut down.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that's
my internet
all right.
just got up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we're going to take a look at that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That's what you mean?
Yes.
And the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him, mm-hmm. nothing was made that has been made. All right, you got it on there. You on point.
Yeah, that's what God gave me, because I didn't have the internet, you know, and I said, God, my internet just came back up, you know, and God gave me that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, thank
All
you.
Right. You're welcome.
All right. Okay, amen. And that's our own Queen Rosalind. Amen. She's been with me, amen, I don't even remember how many years, but she's been faithful for over 20 years. I've been knowing Rosalind and her daughter and her granddaughter as well. Amen. And we're going to say good evening to Zara. Sister Zara, how are you?
Hi, Bishop and Sister Rita. And hello,
amen.
Sunshine.
Yes.
Bishop Taylor, you know I talked to you about what I was going to say and what I had
mm-hmm.
found, and you said it was correct, but I
mm-hmm.
don't know
yeah.
where I put my papers at. I don't know where I put my papers at, so I can't read it off to you.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Can you kind of paraphrase, you know, a little what you did find?
Nope.
I think I remember what you told me was that after Jesus was risen from the dead, and then after he ascended into the heavens, and then
right.
the Bible, as we know it, began to come in book form.
Existence.
And that was
right.
like 50 years after he, amen, went to heaven, right?
Right. Right.
That's So, yes, and you were correct in that.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. And my faithful one. Yes, you are. Yes, you truly are. That's our own Sister Zara and Sister Davis, another faithful one. God bless you this evening, Sister Davis.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor, and your lovely wife, Rita.
Thank you.
And to all the saints on the line, bless you with love and peace and happiness. I had the same thing that Nita had, because
okay,
that's all that
good.
We could find.
Yeah, because I know you all study together.
Yeah,
amen.
We have to.
Well, you all, you really do a great job in that. Amen.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome, Sister Davis. And also, my good friend, I've been knowing her and her family. Amen. Wow, it must have been 15 years almost, hasn't it, Sister Gloria?
Yes, sir. Are you, Mr. Taylor and Sister Taylor?
Look how time passed.
Yes, we've been knowing each other for a long time. Yes, we go back.
Yes.
Yes. God is good.
Thank you. Yes, he
is. It's been a blessing to me and my family, and please continue to keep praying for us, and we will continue to pray for you as well. And I also have the same thing everybody else has. So I'm all good, so.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you. All yeah. right. And I'm going to continue to pray for your mother as well. I understand that she might have to go through dialysis.
Yes.
And so we're going to pray, because that might is not always a man will. So we're going to pray that might would turn it to be that she won't have to have dialysis, that her kidneys will be strengthened and it will be turned back to normal and work as exactly where it should work. Amen.
Oh,
I,
no, that would be a
so I'm going to
bring her to church Sunday. Yeah. Lay your hands on her.
Yes.
You know,
I'm definitely going to do that.
Yes, I'm going to bring her Sunday. So I'll be looking forward to
it. All right. All right. I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Okay.
Praise God. God bless. Yes, our service is called Healing and Deliverance. And we have Evangelist Moore. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
I just want to say God bless to all the listeners out here today and on the broadcast. And God bless you to you and your beautiful wife.
Thank you.
And I don't know, the question that you gave was, how did the Bible come into existence?
Mm-hmm.
My research took me all the way back, but it's quite a bit of detail. So if I go all the way back, I'm going back over 1400 years ago, from the time of Moses to the end of the first century A.D. when they started printing the book. And they recently discovered their dead scroll, and they started writing it. What was ever in there, they started writing it out and putting it into a book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. You're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
I mean, but you know me. I'm going to do my research. But when you said when it came into existence, see, I'm looking at that word existence. See?
Right. Yeah.
So I may have went a little further back than anybody else. So.
Well, you are right. That's in the Old Testament, how the Old Testament and the writings and everything. And you're right when you mentioned the Dead Sea Scrolls, that there was writings that were discovered.
Right.
And that is the truth. So I thank you very much.
Yeah, and then the word Bible comes from a Greek word, Biblia. So it goes along, it's a lot of details in this.
Yes,
so it takes a whole lot to really do a research on the Bible, but it will take you all the way back to the beginning when it first really started and how it first really became into existence.
Yes, that is something that, amen, that it takes, a series of studies.
Right.
As we look into it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I still have all my books when I was going to school. So, you know, I pulled them all out. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I know you did. Well, thank you, Evangelist. And how is Shakita doing?
Shakita's doing fine. She's got to have some more surgery. So pray for her. She has to have some surgery on one shoulder. Now she has to have surgery on her other shoulder. But she called me last week and said, Mom, I think I done messed up the shoulder that they didn't already do surgery on.
She got to stop lifting.
Yeah, and I don't know what she's lifting, but I also want you to keep me also lifted up in prayer. I've been having some problems with a jaw tooth that broke off, and for the past 3-4 nights, I've been in a lot of pain, but it only hurts when I lay down to go to sleep. When I'm sitting up, once I lay down, that's when it just starts pain. So,
what, your legs, your back, what?
I go to the dentist tomorrow. I go see a dentist tomorrow.
Oh, teeth. Okay.
My tooth, uh-huh. Yeah, my tooth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I sure will do that for you.
Okay.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Evangelist. And that's Evangelist Moore, another faithful one over a period of years, over the past almost 30 years, actually. And we have 1322. God bless you. Is this Mother Washington? No, it isn't. I have to remember that. Yes. God bless you. 1322.
Praise the Lord, Bishop Taylor and Sister Rita.
God bless you.
Oh, I've had a wonderful evening already, but God's been so good to me. And I just want to remember and tell everybody just to don't forget to pray. It's so important. Pray morning, noon, and night. God is on his way back, and we're going home, home, home. And bless everybody on this line, and also to you, Bishop Taylor, always.
Thank you, Mother Washington. Thank you. I do appreciate you. And you are truly an inspiration to me. Amen. And I just want to officially make you the mother of our church here.
Oh, thank
Amen.
God. Oh, thank
yes.
God.
Yes. Would you accept that?
Well, I certainly would.
Well, thank you, Mother Washington. And I'm honored to have you as the mother of our church. Amen. Thank God
for
you.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Because how old are you now, Mother Washington?
Just 90 years young.
Yes, 90 years young. Amen.
Yes.
And it's a blessing to be able to live 90 years.
Oh, yes,
on this earth.
Six generations.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for you. And I just wanted to just let the other women know that are listening. Amen. Can you give them some advice as they are listening, Mother Washington?
All you can do is just keep on praying. Don't stop praying. That's all I am, because we love one another. We can't help it because God is love. And just keep
Hallelujah.
Praying. God saying, always remember our Maker, always, and our Creator. Because without him, we can do nothing.
Yes.
And nothing made that has made that God did not know about. And we got to keep on loving God and love one another with great love. Please love one another as God loved the church.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Washington. those great words of wisdom. Amen. And that's our whole Mother Washington, Saints. She's now the mother of the church. Amen. And we thank the Lord for her. That's why I asked her, the mother of the church duty is to be an example to the younger women, as well as the young men as well. When you think that you're going through something, you just keep on living, and you will find that you have conquered the temptations that come upon you. And so Mother Washington is that light and that example. And she said, just keep on praying and keep on serving the Lord. Amen. And that is the truth. So we thank Mother Washington for the words of wisdom that she has given us. Amen. This evening, Lord, we just come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, how can we not serve you? It says in the scriptures that a fool says that there is no God. Hallelujah. And dear Lord, because of that, we're not fools, because we know that you truly exist. Yahweh, yes, Jehovah God, amen. You are our provider, amen, Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah. You are God Almighty, El Shaddai, hallelujah. You are the door that we enter into and find our safety and our pavilion. You are our high tower, our protector. You are our general of war that fights our battles for us. You are our everything. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. You are our everything. You are our food when we're hungry, water when we're thirsty, shelter if we're homeless. You are the joy in the midst of sadness. Hallelujah. You are the wings that when we are cast down, that we can be lifted up to the highest mountains. As it said, I will look up into the hills, for which cometh my help. Where does my help cometh from? It cometh from the Lord, which is you, dear Lord, Yahweh. It is you, your holy name, Yahweh. It's the name that, hallelujah, that we all know you by, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. The God, amen, of revelations, the God of dreams come true. Hallelujah. You are the one that can shake the earth loose from its foundation, but because of your grace and mercy, hallelujah, we are still here. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for healing and giving everyone under the sound of my voice, amen, their heart's desire. Amen. That you will provide everything that is needed, because you said, let not our hearts be troubled. Dear Lord, if a bird is fed by you, amen, and if they fall from the sky, you are aware of each fowl, each bird that falls. So how much more that you are aware of us, your children, your greatest of all creation, the closest to you, because you created us in your image and in your likeness. Hallelujah. So as we walk with you, amen, like Enoch, hallelujah, we will be taken up into the heavens. Hallelujah. When the rapture comes, I thank you, dear Lord, for Enoch. His spirit is with me right now. I see his spirit. Hallelujah. I see the spirit of my forefathers. Amen. My father, my grandfather, and my uncle Evans Taylor, Pierce Taylor, which is my grandfather, Emmanuel Taylor Sr., my father. I see them with me this evening, for the spirit never dies, and they are lifting me up. They are protecting me. I thank you, dear Lord. I thank you. I thank you. And I send you out to protect and watch over everyone right now, dear Lord, that is with me this evening. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. It is done according to your will. Well, thanks. I'm going to quickly just tell you that you were right about how did the Bible come into existence. And just to carry a little deeper into that, yes, First of all, the Bible wasn't always in a book as we know it. Amen. They were written in scrolls. Amen. Now, scrolls on the material that it was written on is called papyrus paper. It's like a paper. Amen. I usually use that paper sometimes when I get some sacred writings that I write. Amen. But they were in there. Now, Moses, amen, written the first five books in the Bible. Amen. When he was in Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, God Almighty, amen, dictated, amen, the first five books of the Bible, starting from Genesis. That's how we are able to know about the creation and everything, because Moses was in a mountain writing it down as God dictated it to him. And not only just Moses, from the rest of the scriptures, beginning from after Moses, the rest of the Bibles, Jeremiah and Daniel, and as we mentioned these names, amen. In other words, as we look at the Gospels as well in the New Testament, Peter and John, the book of Acts, and all of those, these people weren't just average people, but they were inspired by the Spirit of the Lord to write, amen, the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. They were inspired. And that's how the Bible came into existence, just to shortly to let you know that the Bible is the inspired, Spirit-breathed word from God himself. Hallelujah. The prophecies that we read about in the scriptures, as you know, even Revelation. Look at the book of Revelation. It was St. John, amen, the revelator. That's what they call him, John the Revelator. Well, Jesus dictates, amen, those words of the, every word that is in the book of Revelation to John. Amen. And he told, because you notice, when if you look at it in the first chapter of Revelation, when Jesus said, write, amen, come up and I will show you what is to happen. And he said, write these down, for they shall come to pass. So that is how, amen, the scriptures today, as we know it, amen. First of all, you know, the King James Version. Now you have different versions of the scriptures, but and they might read different, but it's still the word of God. Amen. The first part of it on the Old Testament is Hebrews. Amen. It's written in Hebrew, the language. And then the New Testament was actually written in, as we know it today, in Greek. Amen. Latin and Greek. So now it's English. Everything is in English because there were men inspired by the Lord, amen, to continue to write the Bible and interpret it, everything into English, so that, because we speak English. And so the word, how they talk back then, we don't talk that way anymore. So that's when the New Testament, NIV version, the American Standard Version, the English version, all these versions is still what they are, is to help us, amen, to understand the words of God, to make it easy reading. And so I thank God for that. Now, there are some preachers, they said, it's nothing but the King James Version. That's the only one that is true. They just don't understand. Amen. Is that everyone is not able to understand thou's and the thee's and what's the arts and the arts in the scripture. That's how people talk way back then. That's why it was called a King James Version, because back in the 1600s, that's how people talk. But people don't talk that way anymore, do they? No, we talk the way we talk. So I prefer the NIV, amen, because I'm able to read it. I can read the King James. That's how I started reading the Bible. I read the whole Bible from the beginning to the end over and over and over again. Even when I was a child, I was reading the Bible. Amen. And I know that was just the Lord preparing me for the work that I do today. Hallelujah. So that's quickly how the Bible came into existence, which actually was inspired by God, given to men, yes, given to men to write. And as they wrote, the Lord, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the Lord dictated what they were to write. Now, if everything that happened was written down, then this Bible that we know of today, we wouldn't be able to hold it in our hands. It would be so heavy, hallelujah, that we wouldn't be able to read it. It would be so thick and big that we wouldn't be able to see it. So God knows what he's doing. And I would tell you, the Word of God never, never contradicts itself. You can depend on the Bible. And I tell you that anything that happens, any question that you might have, any challenge that you might be challenged with, you can find it in the Word of God. If you research it, you can find it in the Bible. That's why I love it. The Bible, and a lot of people even laugh at me, but the Bible is even X-rated. Yeah, it's X-rated because you can see some stuff in there that is X-rated. Why has that not have been taken out? It's because God wanted us to realize that the people that lived back then, amen, there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. You will find adultery. You will find murders going on. You'll see all of that going on, which is in the Bible. So, amen, that's why I love the scriptures, because anything is not, there's nothing hidden, in other words, nothing at all is brought to light in the Bible. Amen. So I thank God for all of you that you have researched. Amen. And I got another trivia for you before the end of the, our program, our service tonight. But first of all, let me turn to John, the 10th chapter, John the Gospel, that is, the Gospel of John, in the 10th chapter. And I'm going to read, amen, about the shepherd, amen, for Jesus is our shepherd, amen. Remember how it says in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, amen. So here it is, Jesus speaking about himself, and beginning from the first verse, he said, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Now, Jesus is our shepherd, and we are his sheep, and we know his voice. And when he goes ahead of us, it's important to follow Jesus. You follow the examples that Jesus has set when he walked the earth. And the first example, the most powerful example that Jesus did is that he gave his life for each other. Amen. No greater love is he that gives his life for his brother or for someone else. Jesus gave his life to us. And so that's an example that we must also give our life, amen, to one another. What does that mean? It doesn't mean to die or to be crucified as Jesus, but what it means that when we give our life is that we sacrifice our time. You see, it's not all about us. We was not saved to keep our salvation to ourselves. We were saved to spread the news of how we were saved, to set an example of being born again Christians. Amen. Because people watches you. Amen. Little do you know, you never know who's watching you. Amen. There are people even try to test you to see if you're truly a born-again believer. Amen. Now, we don't react to things the same way someone else reacts. Amen. Amen. If someone cusses us out, we turn the cheek. That's what it means by turning the cheek. Amen. So we don't react the same way. Just because someone curses you out, you don't curse them back. Amen. If you're driving, amen, and someone cut in front of you, what do you do? Do you curse them out? Do you scream and holler at them? Or do you just let them go and you say, well, I just let them go because they don't know what they're doing? See, it's how we react. Amen. That's how you can tell. So that was an example when we follow Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, we know his voice. See, the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. Amen. And he knows us as we know. Now, let me finish this. It says, but they will follow a stranger. They will not follow a stranger. In other words, those who are not right, we don't follow them. We only follow Jesus. Amen. And then in the seventh verse, that therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who enter, all who ever came before me, in other words, let me start that again. In the seventh verse, therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. Then Jesus repeat again in the ninth verse, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He's the only one we can be saved through. That is Jesus. The gate means he's the door, in other words. We must enter in through him. Amen. He will come in and go out and find pastors. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come, as Jesus says, that they may have life and have it to the full. See, that's the difference between the thief and Jesus. And Jesus began reading and he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, that means when you see trouble, when he sees trouble, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. See, there are preachers out there that have big, fine churches, but they don't care anything for the sheep. Amen. And when trouble comes, they will run. They're the hired hands, in other words. And I'm not saying all big churches is that way. I'm just generalizing. Amen. But you have those who not called by the Lord. They call themselves, amen, to start churches. And so that's what it means by the hired hand. It's all about money to them. Amen. But to the true ones, those are the ones who God blesses. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Hallelujah. I lay down my life for the sheep. And then Jesus said, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Amen. That is a very powerful lesson there, my people, because the Lord is letting us know, hallelujah, that he is, amen, our shepherd. And we shall not want for anything, amen, as long as we allow for our shepherd to lead us. He's the gate, he's the door that we enter into in order to find pastor, which in other words, to find relief, from our troubles, to find fullness of everything that we need. When we come into the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, he has everything for us that we need. Just trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Amen. Lean not unto your own understanding. Don't take your own will unto yourself, but do the will of God. Be steadfast. What does it mean to be steadfast? That means, amen, it's like a tree planted by the waters. You shall not be moved. Amen. Have you ever seen a palm tree in a storm? What I love about that palm tree, that the winds, the heavy winds, would bend that tree all the way down to the ground, and the tree would not break, and it cannot be uprooted. Amen. As soon as the storm is over, the tree straightens back up again. That's how the Lord wants us to be, steadfast, strong, and sure of our salvation, just like that palm tree. Yes, the storm of life will come, and it would bend us, and our leaves would be torn away from the fear of the wind. Amen. We'll feel the wind, in other words, when it comes. But after that storm is over, we bounce right back up again. And that's being steadfast for the Lord. It's easy to say what you would do when you're not going through something. Go through something, and then you are being steadfast. As I look at some of you with me, I know that you go through life. I understand. You'd be surprised that I would know things before you even tell me that you're going through. And I pray for all of you. You are always in my prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know without a doubt that God hears my prayers. So don't you worry about anything. When you talk to me and you let me know what troubles you're going through, what do I usually say? Everything in divine order. It's going to be in divine order. You know why I say that? Because that's my faith. I know that the Lord will hear my prayers. And as you look back at it, you know without a doubt that everything is in divine order because the Lord has heard your prayers too. He's given you to me for a purpose. It's not by accident, amen, that I have met all of you and that you are with me today, amen. Any way that the Lord has brought us together, amen, in his own way. Some ways it seems crazy, in some ways it don't, but it's still what it is. You're still here with me, and I truly appreciate all of you. Amen. Amen. We are going to do great things together. And I know if I have to stand alone and praise the Lord, I will do it. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm glad that I'm not standing alone. Nobody likes being alone. But I'm just saying that's how faithful that I am and steadfast I am with the Lord. So we're pushing on. Now, our trivia for next Wednesday is, who was, I want you to give me the name of the person who was called King and Priest of Salem. The King and the Priest of Salem. Amen. So go and do your research. Amen. And I know you're going to get that one. I already know. I already see Tazelle and Sister Davis and Gloria, and I see Evangelist. Amen. Moore is already looking through your books and everything. Amen. It's so easy now to find things because you can Google it. There were days we didn't have Google, and we just had to go to the library. We had to go to our study Bibles, our concordance. And I'm going to tell you, touch the Bible. I know we have technology, but I love to study by touching the Bible. It's just something about holding the Bible in my hand, amen, that's written by these great men, renowned men, Moses and Elijah, John and Matthew, all these men, amen, that God has given a pen to and inspired their minds with his spirit to write, that we're able, amen, to look at the word of God as we are today. Amen. And I would tell you to recommend you to get a good study Bible. Amen. When I mean by study Bible, it has footnotes in it, and where you're able to, amen, to research, and it will help you to learn the Bible. You know, we might just spend a year of walking through the Bible, beginning from Genesis. I don't know if anybody would like that, but we'll see how that will work, okay? Whatever how the Lord wants it to be, amen? I just like to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, amen, that he would be able to bless me. Now, remember, there was a man named, he lived 969 years before he died, and that was Methuselah, amen? And I give you that as a blessing. See, I can do that, amen? He lived 969 years. He that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now as I speak. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, don't forget about Sunday. I know for those who are in the city and in Michigan, you can meet me at 8235 East 8 Mile at the corner of Roselawn, Cherry Lawn, in that area. Amen. Our services start at 12 noon. I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. Amen. And August the 30th is coming up. Tell everybody that you can tell to come on. Amen. To come on through. Amen. Now, still send your registrations in, because it's still paid for the hall. See, there's still, amen, what we say, expenses that we need to, amen, pay for. Amen. So I trust that all of you will be on point with that. But tell everybody, amen, about August the 30th. We want August the 30th to be our first, amen, conference, convention. See, it was always at the end I want us to do a convention every year, and it's going to grow. God bless you. Remember, God can do what? Anything. That's right.
God, how many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I know he can. All right. Would you like to sing a little bit?